You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lake snow has been detected in alpine lakes across Aotearoa. Today I spoke to Sandra Wotherspoon from the Department of Conservation, and I started by asking her to fill in our listeners on what lake snow is.
Oh yes, lake snow is, it's like an algal product of an invasive alga called Lindavia intermedia. And Lindavia is exotic. We think it comes from North America, and it was introduced to New Zealand probably in about the mid-2000s, so about 2006 or something. And it was first found in some lakes in Otago and North Canterbury. And it's just been found in the top of the South Island, Lakes Rotowiri and Rotoroa, also the Mai Tai Reservoir, and that's it actually, for the north of the South Island. It was found here first in 2019. The organism is like free form floating in the water column in lakes, and usually all of the lakes so far, they're real low nutrient lakes, so really clear, cold and low nutrient systems, and just naturally. And what it does, and we're not quite sure why it does this, and there's specialists looking into this at the moment, but occasionally in some lakes or in others, like Lake Wanaka, it's blooming all the time, but occasionally it just multiplies and blooms. So most people will be familiar with the whole algal bloom scenario, goes crazy and forms this sort of mucus-like substance, which is really unpleasant. And it's not dangerous to people, but it's really unpleasant. And people can go swimming in a lake and then come out covered in some lovely natural mucus. And it also clogs up fishing gear, fouls fishing gear, and clogs up water supply systems and things like that. So it's a sort of a nuisance alga, but from our perspective, the doc's perspective, we're so worried about the biosecurity impacts, biodiversity impacts, I should say. So the effects on our native freshwater systems. And so for Rota Mairi Whenua, which is Blue Lake, that's in the backcountry of Nelson Lakes National Park, and it's measured as the clearest fresh water in the world, and with a really high optical clarity approaching that of distilled water. So it's a really beautiful place, really stunning to look at, and set in this magnificent landscape, and it's just like this people magnet. And the concern from us for Rota Mairi Whenua, and indeed all of our alpine tarns and other lakes in the area, is that the Lindavia cells could be moved with people on their tramping gear or in their drink bottles quite easily from the infected lakes Rotowiri and Rotoroa, which are the main Nelson lakes, on trampers' gear and unwittingly taken to these other pristine tarns.
It sounds like it's quite a widespread issue, and, you know, the Blue Lakes is a big tourism attraction for our nation, so it's quite a concern. It's also a biodiversity concern. So how can visitors to our alpine lake areas prevent the spread of lake snow?
Great question, because that's... we're just really wanting everyone who visits any fresh water, really, but especially our backcountry fresh water, to be cleaning and drying all their gear between waterways every time. And all the instructions for that are on the MPI website. So if you were to just Google, if you're planning a backcountry trip anywhere in the country, I would recommend this, not just here. Just go Google... check, clean, dry, and it'll pop up with the MPI website and go in there and just find out everything that you need to know about how to treat your gear in between catchments. And that is the safest way to be sure that you're not the person that moves late snow to some pristine place.
Are there any solutions to lake snow? I was doing a bit of research and it said nothing so far.
No, you're right there. No, we're not aware of any way of getting rid of it. So that's really the issue, and that's really the scary part, is that once it gets into a natural system, it's there for good. Then there's a lot we don't understand about what it will do in our natural systems, but in Rotomaere Whenua, the obvious impact will be on the water clarity. So it will just change, and whether it's going to be a temporary change or whether it would be a permanent change, we've just got no way of knowing, but we just really would rather not go there. So Rotomaere Whenua is also a tapu lake, and along with its twin lake, Rotupohuiroa. So we're just asking people to be super safe and also to respect the tapu, just don't touch that water. And we figure that those two lakes can be kept safe that way.
Is there anything else you'd like to add around this issue?
We would like people to be checked clean, drying between every waterway, every time, and throughout New Zealand. But also, I think it's cool if everyone heading into the backcountry or into our special places just is mindful of the impact that they might have, what they might be taking with them, because we can be unwitting hosts to a bunch of invasive hitchhikers, like the soil on your boot tread, the water in your drink bottle, the seeds that are attached to the Velcro on your gaiters or your pack straps. And there's a lot of other hitchhikers. So if everyone's clean and dry when they go to these places, that is really, really helpful.
That was Sandra Wotherspoon from the Department of Conservation speaking to me about lake snow in Alpine Lakes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.